Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
Yes, GLN Daytona, DAYTONA, at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you for that information. And can you please provide me with your first and last name?
Gail Nevius.
Thank you for that information, Mrs. Nevius. So I have located an account here for propertyrecords.com. How was it that I could assist you today?
Well, I just went through the whole process, and I got the records of my property, but it also had said I was actually looking for titles, for like a title search where it liens or judgments. And I was led to believe, I thought that I could get that information here, but apparently I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, ma'am. I can get it over to our report specialist, Brian. That way we're able to be a little more specific about what we're going to need in that report if you would like. Now, the only thing is with Brian is it could take him up to 15 minutes to 3 hours to actually via email you with that report.
No, you know, I got a text and then somebody wants me to send them the address, and it's, you know, with things the way they are these days, you know, I'm very cautious about giving out all my information. Why was I led to believe that I could sign up for this and access this myself?
So you really can access it yourself, but we only are going to provide like the history of the report. So if it's something specific that you're looking for, you have to include that in that information when you're getting it over to them. So, because right now our reports are only going to provide you with like the history of the property. So it could be like the taxes of what was paid or what's owed on it, or maybe like the history, the previous owners, things regarding that matter. So if it's something specific that you're looking for, you're going to have to include that in there.
Okay. I just wanted to, in other words, if I want to find out if there's any liens or judgments on a property, then I have to just give them the property address?
That's correct.
All right, I didn't want to do that without speaking with somebody. Mm-hmm. And does that cost more money?
No, ma'am.
Am I charged for that?
Just being that you weren't, you're charged $1, but just being that you weren't satisfied with the report, which is why I stated that I could have got it over to Brian for you. But I can actually provide you with Brian's email as well, so you can know where to email Brian if you want to do that as well.
Well, he has texted me, and I didn't text him back yet with my mm-hmm. address. So mm-hmm. what do you suggest I do?
So in order for him to actually be able to look exactly what you're needing in that report, you're going to have to provide him with that address.
Okay. And then all he'll need is the address, and then he can
pull that report for you. So when you provide the address, also be sure to instate exactly what you're looking for in that report. So that'll narrow it down and help him a lot, too.
Okay. So what, can I just give it to you then while I have you on the phone?
Yes, ma'am, you can. I would still have to get it over to him. So just give me 1 second here. I'm just putting in his email.
And then he'll email it to me?
Yes, ma'am. He'll via email it to you. So it could take him up to 15 minutes to 3 hours. But if he knows what he's looking for in the report, then it won't be at least 3 hours.
Right.
Okay. And you can also provide me with that property address.
Okay. The property address is 926 Ponderosa, P like in Peter, O-N like in Nancy, D-E-R-O-S-A, Ponderosa Drive. And it's South Daytona, D-A-Y-T-O-N-A. Florida, 32119.
Okay. So I have 926, pronounce that one more time.
Ponderosa.
Ponderosa Drive, South Daytona, Florida, and the zip code is going to be 32119. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. And I'm looking to see if there are any judgments or liens on the property. And that's and what they and what if there are what they're who they're from. You know, the report on just those two things.
Okay, so we're just looking for the main specific thing is going to be those judgments or liens and who are they from if we have it on there, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Let me just get this information over to Brian. Okay, now I do apologize about that brief hold. So I did go ahead and get that information over to Brian. So once Brian has that report ready, he's going to via email it to you, okay?
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. So if you don't receive that report within 15 minutes to 3 hours, then you can just give us a call back. We are 24 hours.
Oh, really? Okay, and can you spell your name for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be S-H-A-Y.
O'Shea. Okay, mm-hmm. That's pretty.
Thank
you. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.